Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. This is Jeremy Evans. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am filling in for Andrew McKay this week, who is on vacation. You can reach us on the text line. Call in at 850-437-1620. We are joined now by State Senator Joe Gruters, and Joe is also chairman of the State Republican Party of Florida. He is also in charge of the RNC's Election Integrity Panel. Joe, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing fantastic, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me on.
So we've been talking a lot this week about election integrity, and one thing I wanted to talk to you about as the chairman of the RNC's committee on looking at elections, making sure the elections are safe and secure, kind of what are you guys seeing that you're looking into as coming off a very contentious election where election security, election reform were hotly discussed topics?
Well, yeah, great question, Jeremy. And certainly the first thing you got to look at is the overall voter confidence right now. I think 41% of Republicans think that their vote may not matter. And that's by far the most important thing that we have to address. We have to restore not only Republican voter confidence, but all voters' confidence in the system itself. And you can only do that by improving it, having full transparency, and have ensuring a safe, secure election. And you know, there's so many groups as a result of the 2020 race that are out there trying to do different things. You know, the party, because of the its broad reach, and because of the resources available, the Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, decided to set up this Election Integrity Committee, all with the purpose of going after and trying to restore that, ultimately, the voter confidence. And we're going to do that in numerous ways. We have about 24 members of the Republican National Committee from 20 different states. We had we're having discussions with the Republican Governor Association, Republican Senatorial Committee, the NRCC, the RNLA, the RNSC, the Heritage Foundation, ALEC, the Republican think tank you could imagine, trying to coordinate and collaborate the absolute best way to move forward. And we're on an all-out mission. We're focused, and we're going to do all we can to make sure that we get things right. So 2022, we don't repeat anything, and we get everything right. So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about that opportunity. You know, we have a lot of work to do, but I know that we have a lot of smart people out there helping us and working around the clock to make sure we can get this right.
That's great, Joe. The one of the other things I want to talk about is you're chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. The Republican Party obviously had a tremendously successful 2020. While nationally, it was not exactly what we wanted to see. Within the state of Florida, it was tremendously successful, and now we're kind of the epicenter for Republican Party politics, as President Donald Trump is now a Floridian. You have Governor Ron DeSantis, who is making headlines because of all the good things happening in Florida. Senator Rick Scott is the head of the NRSCC, the Senate Campaign Committee. You have Marco Rubio, who has always been relatively popular nationwide, and even on a lower level, guys like our Congressman Matt Gaetz, who seems to have a permanent guest slot on Fox News. What is it like being chairman of a party with so many kind of stars within the Republican Party as part of your membership?
Well, even your state senator, my colleague Doug Broxson, I tell you, he is a absolute wonderful individual and a great guy. But it all starts at the top. Leadership matters. Here in Florida, we have the most freedom-loving governor in the country, and Ron DeSantis. You know, he made some courageous decisions based on science early on, protecting the most vulnerable in the nursing homes, and then really separating from a lot of other governors and allowing individual communities to decide some of the standards for themselves. Because, you know, Florida is, with a state of 21.5 million people, we're so diverse. And I think that played well. And then obviously opening up as soon as he possibly could. And it makes a difference. You know, here you have in D.C., you have you know, Biden and Fauci both saying that maybe on July 4th you could have a couple of friends over for a barbecue. And here we are having the you know, we're having a UFC event with, you know, 40,000 people in Jacksonville later this month. We have other events going on. You know, it's a people want to live their lives. You know, it, for people that are worried, they have the freedom and ability to stay home. And obviously because of Operation Warp Speed and the President Trump pushing as hard as he possibly could, it all helps out, help get us to this point. But leadership matters. Ron DeSantis matters, and we are well positioned. And you're right to mention Florida as being kind of an outlier in the 2020 cycle. You know, what we did as a party, and thank you for your help and your leadership over there. You know, what we did is, you know, we crushed the Democrats on the ground. We crushed the Democrats in fundraising. We crushed the Democrats in voter registration. And ultimately, we crushed the Democrats in turnout. And what that led to is a threefold increase at the top of the ticket for our president. You know, when I saw those numbers come in, you know, I said, we're going to win the White House again. That's why everybody was so concerned with these other numbers coming out later. And then, of course, we picked up 5 state House seats, 1 state Senate seat, 2 congressional races. They say the battle of the U.S. House is going to be directly attributable to what we do here in Florida in 2022. I think we have a good chance of picking up another couple of seats, hopefully, with the demographics continuing to shift our way. And listen, all these people from around the country are fleeing these failed leaders like Cuomo and Whitmer and Newsom, and they're coming to Florida and bringing their businesses and pocketbooks. And as a result, all of us are much more successful, and I think we'll continue to be successful moving forward. I mean, the 1,200 plus people a day are moving to Florida, and the real estate market is booming. The construction industry market is booming. Almost every aspect of our economy is back on fire, and it's not stopping anytime soon.
Chairman Gruters, Senator Gruters, we greatly appreciate you taking some time to visit with us up here in Northwest Florida. I hope you have a wonderful day. You're enjoying time with your kids. Thank you for being on with us.
Thanks, Jeremy. See you, buddy.